From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Damaging light shining on both U.S. presidential campaigns.
He just came strolling right in. There was no second to put a robe on or any sort of clothing or anything. Some girls were topless, other girls were naked.
That's Tasha Dixon. She's a former Miss Arizona who competed in the Miss USA pageant. One of several women in recent days who's come forward to support allegations regarding Donald Trump's treatment of women. Mr. Trump owned the pageant.
Our first introduction to him was when we were at the dress rehearsal and half naked changing into our bikinis. To have the owner come waltzing in when we're naked or half naked in a very physically vulnerable position, and then to have the pressure of the people that work for him telling us to go fawn all over him, go walk up to him, talk to him, get his attention.
More allegations emerged Wednesday involving the Republican presidential candidate and what multiple women described as incidents of groping or kissing them on an airplane. Attorneys representing Trump sent a letter to the New York Times executive editor demanding the newspaper remove the article from its website and issue an apology. In the meantime, the Hillary Clinton campaign faced more criticism of its own on Wednesday, with the latest batch of hacked emails released by WikiLeaks. The messages included a correspondence from 2011 between spokeswoman Jennifer Palmieri and John Halpin, a senior fellow at the liberal think tank Center for American Progress. Halpin wrote that the country's most powerful conservatives are all Catholic and called their politics an amazing bastardization of the faith. Another 2011 email sent to current Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta from the head of a progressive group called for a Catholic Spring, adapting the pro-democracy Arab Spring in the Middle East. This is VOA News. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea on Wednesday. They say the rocket missed its target. The officials told VOA the attack was the second aimed at the same U.S. ship in the last 4 days. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, is criticized what he calls the rise of xenophobia in Europe. Lisa Schlein reports.
High Commissioner Zayd raises concern about the growing trend in Europe of populist xenophobic rhetoric. He says he believes demagogues should be named when confronting xenophobia. He says he has no intention of interfering in any country's political campaign, but he tells VOA it is incumbent upon leaders to lead in a way that is ethical, moral, and responsible. He says people should be wary of political leaders who are seen to manipulate messages that could potentially incite hatred and violence. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. An explosion in the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state killed at least 8 people on Wednesday and wounded more than a dozen others. The blast in Maiduguri erupted as a taxi approached a gasoline station near a camp that shelters refugees from Boko Haram jihadist attacks. Now, it was unclear if a bomb had been planted in the taxi or if a passenger detonated the explosives. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the explosion. The chief executive officer of the second largest U.S. bank, John Stumpf, has resigned. Now, this is in the aftermath of a scandal over its sales practices. Wells Fargo Bank last month agreed to pay $185 million. Now, that was to settle allegations that its workers opened millions of accounts without customers' permission to reach aggressive sales targets. Some 5,300 lower-level employees were fired because of the scandal. And the United Nations is expected to appoint former Portugal Prime Minister António Guterres as the Secretary General on Thursday. Guterres told VOA in an interview during his campaign that he was running for the top UN job because he wanted to create the conditions for solutions to global challenges. Now, should Guterres be confirmed, he'll replace the current Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, of South Korea at the end of 2016. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.